Good evening, morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, you already know what time it is. It's the All Hands Podcast. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good week. Mine was exceptional. Wasn't all that, but of course, with summer winding down, things are going to get a little bit cold around here in the next couple of months. So, I'm just, you know, basking in the sun as much as I can before the other shoe drops. Tonight, I was going to talk about the NFL and how everything restarts and who I think will probably make it to the big dance and who I think will probably be the worst team in the NFL this year. But I had to do that in their time. Also, I was going to talk about the passing of Queen Elizabeth, who died Thursday at the age of 96. I've seen some outpours for, you know, her passing. And then I see some people that are just prone to being smartasses and not caring. She passed. To each his own, as they say. But tonight's podcast will be very, very graphic. And if you have children around, or, you know, kids are listening to this, you might want to put them away somewhere, put them in the bed, tell them go to another room, whatever you want to do. Because tonight's podcast is about racial slurs, and not just in America. So I will give you guys a few minutes, if you do have your kids around, to tuck them away before I speak. Give me a second. Okay. Tonight's episode is called Slurs. The reason why I'm bringing this up tonight is because over the past 2 years, racial slurs have came back up in the open. Now, in the past, when I was a kid, I was called racial, you know, racist names. The N-word being the biggest one. And it was used a lot when I was around. Flash forward 30 years later, and it seems that people are reverting back to the old 1950 way or 60s way of telling a person that you don't like them because of their race. Namely, yelling at them, call them everything but their name, and so on and so forth. Now, the one word that will stir a pot no matter what, especially to African Americans, is the word nigger. Not G-G-E-R, not A. And it's a word that if you hear it, you know there's going to be some trouble. Especially if there's a crazy old or crazy white woman throwing it out at you. I remember a long time ago when I was living in California, I was riding through this neighborhood on my 10 speed, my own business. Now, I lived in a neighborhood of where my house was, so I always drove through there. And some people wave at me when I was riding by, and some were like, hey, nice bike, or whatever. But there was this one house that would have, that if you, by today's standards, probably would have been, you know, a Cheetos, you know, follower, or Trump, if you prefer. But anyway, I was riding my bike through their neighborhood, and these two big-ass white dudes pull out of nowhere to stop right in front of me. And you can tell they were kind of redneck, because they had their little trucker caps on, and, you know, they had their little cut-off shirts, and you know, all the whole nines that you would think of when it comes to racism. So they stopped me dead in my tracks, pushed me off my bike, grabbed me, threw me against a tree, and asked me, and I quote, what's your nigger ass doing in our damn neighborhood? Now, I must remind you that this neighborhood I lived in was very diverse. There was black people, white people, Mexicans, hell, even some Africans. And that was back in the 80s. So for these two guys to come out there and ask me what the hell I'm doing in their neighborhood is kind of stupid. So after I pushed the one guy off of me and punched the other guy in the stomach for even grabbing my bike. I told them that, well, this nigger lives right down the street. So what the hell are you doing here? No response. Jeez, I wonder why. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that was in 1988. And now, 30 plus years later, I'm seeing on TikTok, I'm seeing on Instagram, you know, seeing on Facebook sometimes, people that just love to throw around racial slurs. Do you know there's a racial slur for every foreign national on this planet? Every single one. Depending on where you at and what country you live in or what side of the country you're on, you'll be called some kind of racial slur either under their noses or right to your face. I've had both. I've been called porch monkey. I've been called colored. I've been called nigger, whatever. It's all bad. And it's not just African Americans. No, we got a little, names for crackers, or white people, see? Cracker, honky, all the old classic ones. And we use them every day to show that we don't like you. So we will call you something that, let you know that we don't like you. And women, and it's not just for race, it's sexism too. Women has been called whores, hoes, bitches, tramps, C-word, what have you. And all of it goes back to slurs. Now, I know that when it comes to African-Americans, especially younger African-Americans, the N-word is kind of tricky, to them at least. And the reason why I say is because they use the N-word as a greeting to other guys or other girls in their neighborhood. Probably been known them for years, so it doesn't bother them. But it's still used. So one day, some guy on TV was asked, why do some people use the A N-word instead of the ER N-word? They both mean the same thing. And his answer for that has always boggled my mind. It doesn't make any sense, but this is what he said. He says that taking the ER off of that word and putting an A changes what it's supposed to be about, basically. So basically what he's saying is that the ER N-word is a bad one. You get called that, somebody or someone is either about to get their ass kicked, cross burnt in their yard, hung from a tree, or shot by police. Whereas the A N-word, he says that it takes away the power of it. I don't see the damn difference myself. You call me with A or ER, they're both equally bad. And to hear it from any way, shape, form, or fashion meant that either you're about to be in trouble or trouble has found you just don't know it yet. Depends on the person that's throwing it around. So, it's really a shame that we actually have a slur for every nationality in this world. For example, after 9/11, there was a lot of racial tension going on, especially against terrorists at the time. So that was the first time I ever heard the word desert nigger, basically. They call them ragheads and all this other type of stuff. And it's like, damn, okay, I understand you're mad, but jeez. And of course, then there's the whole Latino or Mexican slang words for them. Wetback, beaner, I just love that one. And so on and so forth. But every single nationality in this country and outside of it have a racial slur that's attached to them. And it's really sad that that's the case. Because there's dictionaries that have words like that you can look at and see for yourself what the hell the word means. Now, the N-word in Spanish means black or Negro. Now, Negro is not so much a bad word, but they still got the N-word. And they still put I's and G's and E-R's or A, and it's a bad word no matter what. But Negro comes from the Spanish word black. If you look at a Crayola box and you see a black crayon, they'll have the English version and the Spanish version. And that's what Negro means in Spanish. But you get a couple of rednecks who have been drinking way too much beer, and they have a four-wheel drive that's like 9 feet off the ground, and they got their little Cheeto flag, 2024, hanging off of it, what have you. And he's liable to call you the N-word. Just rattle it right off. And only thing you can do is shake your head and think to yourself, this has been going on since the first person stepped their foot on this damn planet. Even cavemen were probably calling people names. They couldn't even talk. And it gets worse and worse with every passing day. You flash forward to the 20th century where people black people protested to get their rights to vote and everything else. And they got their ass handed to them by a bunch of rednecks with either guns or billy clubs. And then, of course, you got those that, used to chase down black people and burn their houses or hang up from a tree or whatever. And it's like, okay, you would think that would be long gone. It'll be a thing of the past. Oh, no. It is now alive, still alive, and very well. And the last couple of years have shown me that the more things change, the more they stay the exact same fucking way. There's a person out there right now that's probably listening to this or sitting in their house and watching TV that may or may not be listening to this, thinking to themselves, oh, that nigger needs to shut the hell up. Well, first of all, my name is Robert. Secondly, I don't even respond to that shit. Sometimes it can be very hard to. Because I had a guy ask me once, he said, well, which one do you like to call, nigger or colored? I was like, well, I like to be called by my name, really. My mom and dad gave it to me, so I like to be called by it. And I've been bullied by two rednecks. And I've been jumped. Me and my brother were apprehended, you may say, for something that we didn't fucking do. And this lady came up to me and put a bat in my face, says, your nigger ass is going to jail. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And of course, my brother's a little bit more vocal than I am. So he's like, get the hell out of my damn brother's face and get away from both of us. But that also goes back to a stereotype. Because the two guys that actually did do that lived in our neighborhood. And yes, they were African American. So it goes back to the whole all African Americans look alike, which is also a slur in itself. I don't go around saying all white people look alike, because they don't. But some people just swear up and down that since we're all the same color, we all look the same. What can you do? You can't fight the whole goddamn world. And there's somebody right now that is planning to beat up a black person or another minority for that reason, just because they exist. Then to make it, worse than that, there are groups, the Klan, you got skinheads, you got, alt-right and all that other bullshit that's just propping up out of everywhere to cement that this country is a racist-ass country. If it's not white, then it's not right. And that's, not, like I said, it's not just African-Americans. Pretty much anybody that's not white, there's a problem with them. Every person that's not white, that's minority, has a stereotype attached to them, and they're treated totally, totally different from everybody else. Because we are different. The whole goddamn world is different. And the sooner we know that, the better. But I was looking up how many racial slurs there is to the common man. I cannot believe I read this. There's over 2,000 racial slurs, ladies and gentlemen. 2,000. Someone actually counted how many damn racial slurs there is. And there's 2,000 of them. And they're used on a daily basis, knowing or not knowing. People will go at their friend's house and they will talk about you like a dog because you are a minority. And then smile on your face when they see you in person. I like to call those people undercover racists, or, you know, you are, something like that. But it's really sad that they have that many damn racial slurs for so many people that are not white. And it gets, like I said, the last couple of years especially, it has gotten worse. Because no one, you know, holds their tongue anymore. If you're getting too pissed off, they'll have to come back and shoot you. But with everything that's been going on, you know, the world could change 15,000 times. Hell, aliens can show up right now, take the whole fucking thing over, and we will be racist toward them because they're aliens. Hell, the whole damn country was built off racism from the get-go. When them damn pilgrims jumped off that boat and saw all these Native Americans sitting around, they automatically start calling them names. They're savages. They're, you know, Indians and all kinds of crazy shit that they call Native Americans. And, of course, you know, you got the good old, you know, African American that they make names up for us on a daily. And I found one that I read. It said the North American ape person or ape. Southern Ape, something like this. It's NASA. That's what they call it. But 2,000 slurs. That is unfucking believable. That someone actually sat around and said, what's a good name to call one of these minorities that I don't fucking like? Okay, I already used the old classic ones, but we gotta come up with some new stuff to make sure they know that we don't like them. Someone actually is doing that right now. There are people, there are skinheads, they're sitting in their house watching old tapes of Nazi rebellion in France and Germany and all them places, saying, oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful sight. Jewish people, they were called all kinds of names before and after the Holocaust. Oh, and also they don't, you know, acknowledge the Holocaust actually happened, even though we see all these damn videos and see people's, you know, giving their testimony about it, so on and so forth. So they were called a lot of names. African Americans were called a lot of names. Asian Americans, German, French, whatever. And it's really daunting that there's 2,000 of these damn things. So I'm pretty much sure for sure that there will be racism around until the last humans on this earth. I just chalk it up to that. Because, like I said, you can't beat up the whole damn world. People have their opinions about you before you even open your mouth. They probably talk about you like, you got nappy hair. You smell different. Why you look so dark? You gotta stay in the sun too long and all that. I've heard women, white women, say that to a black girl once. Oh my God, does your mom comb your hair? Because your hair's all over your head. That's not your damn business. It really isn't. The girl don't want, the woman does not want her hair done. It don't have to be done. My daughter, who is half white, she does have long hair. And I don't know exactly. I know she has friends. I know she does. But I know that the friends that she has, they have to be some certain way to even be a friend to her. So, but racial slurs have been around forever. And they'll continue to be around as long as humans are walking the earth. And it gets worse and worse with every passing day. But they got 2,000 of these damn things. Can you believe that shit? But, I mean, I'm tired of saying I'm beating a dead horse, I know. But it's just that You got to wrap your head around that shit. Someone has invented 2,000 slurs, racial slurs, for everybody. No one's immune. Even black people calling other people, or Chinese being called chinks and all that bullshit. I've heard that name a few times too. And people get pissed off, which they should. And they do stuff like, I don't know, fight them or shoot them or both. Who the hell knows? But either way, ladies and gentlemen, racial slurs can stir up a whole bunch of stuff. There was a time, and I'm about to show all my age here, there was a episode of Donahue when he was on the air, where he had a bunch of white kids that were, you know, on stage. They got their hats turned backwards. They're wearing wife beaters, and they're wearing it passed down past their ass, and, you know, talking all greasy, like, what's up, man? How you doing? How you doing? All that type of bullshit. They called them wiggers. And if you don't want to know what a wigger is, it means white nigger. And that's what he had on the damn stage. And they looked like a bunch of damn idiots, like a fucking clown suits. And the thing about it is, though, African-Americans, some of these people do the same thing. That's where they got it from. And they talk, almost try to talk like them. And they try to, you know, use the words like, especially the N-word. That's A number one there. And they wonder why people want to kick their ass. But see, on the other hand, those same white people will turn around and say, well, African-Americans say that to each other all the time. They call each other N-words all the day long. What the hell's a boy? I mean, they can say it, so can we. No one should say it. No one at all. No one should say any kind of racial slur whatsoever, including that one. And you can sugarcoat it. You can call it, you know, with A or N-R or whatever. But it's still a badass fucking word, including all the rest of those 2,000 ones as well. So, it's not good to nobody. And a lot of people who hang out with a certain race and nationality or whatever like that, you know, especially in the last couple of years, we're a bunch of traitors. Oh, you're a traitor. How the hell am I a traitor? Did I shoot a president or something? No, I don't think so. But they will go to harp at that shit. And they will call you all kinds of ways. Now, as I mentioned before, my wife is Caucasian, or white, if you prefer. And we have been shunned several times since we've been together. One in particular day, me and my wife went to this little restaurant down by the plaza. The waitress was a black woman. And she came over, she gave us our drinks, and that was it. She didn't even come back to the damn table. We ended up walking out because that day, this chick had her stick up her ass. I don't know why. Probably because I was with a white girl. And people, I was telling my wife that we are walking, talking stereotype. Every time we walk out the house together, go to a store together, whatever, you can see the wheels in their heads turning. I wonder why, because my wife's got dreadlocks. She's been wanting them for years, and she finally got them. But from somebody else's point of view, I made her do it, because I'm the Negro. You know, I'm Mandingo. I tell her to do everything, you know, cook my chicken and eat my watermelon and all that type of shit. Or maybe they'll think that she's on drugs. You know, all African-Americans are drug dealers. You know that. And so on, the damn list is about as strong as the damn slurs are. And it gets really, really extremely sad. And it gets stupid. Because if you ain't got nothing else better to do than to call a minority out of their name, then you need to stay in the damn house. Act like you have COVID-19 and to stay in the house. Lock every damn door, close all the windows. Suffocate for all I care. Because even now, 22 fucking years into the 21st century, and we're still doing shit from the 19th, from the 20th to the 19th. And it's like, when is shit going to happen? When is it going to end? And when I read that they have 2,000 racial slurs, that just blew me the fuck away. And it still does. I'm like, how in the hell? Wow. So, not to be a, I'm not a racist. I'm not. I have said before, I have friends of all races and sexes. I don't care. As long as you treat me right, I'll treat you the same way. You start talking about me like a damn dog, guess what? Gotta talk about you too. If you stop talking to me, I won't lose no sleep. But there are people that will come up to you and tell you that you ain't nothing but a damn, waste of skin, and you need to go back to Africa, and you need to leave our white women alone. Someone will come up to me and say that shit. And then if I knock the hell out of them, then I'll be in the wrong. I'll be acting like a Negro again. Niggers are they're savages, and they'll kick your ass and shoot you and all that type of stuff. Because that's what we do, right? Of course. And it's not just African-Americans. Chinese-Americans, they're known for having Chinese shops where they have weave, and, you go to a Chinese restaurant and they're all, they call them squint eyes and all that type of shit. So somebody ain't got nothing else better to do than to recreate racial slur words. Very sad. Sad, 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 sad. And the worst thing about it all, I will be called many names before I'm dead. Some will probably call me some racial slurs before they kill me. Not because I'm, a criminal. It's not because I sell drugs to little kids and whatever. I'm not a child molester. You're damn right I'm not one. And all that type of stuff. No. It'll be because my black ass got out to bed this morning and I'm here. That'll be all the excuse they need to shoot holes at me and wish me dead. Now, if you still do not believe what I'm talking about, look at all the African Americans that were shot by police officers in the last couple of years. Every damn one of them was African American. Every single one. One was shot in their own damn house. One was choked out in front of us on TV. And I mean, what's the point? Fighting does not do anything. If anything, it pisses them off even more so they can use their guns. We're all savages, So are Indians, so are Chinese and Germans, and we're all the enemy because we're all different races and stuff. But it all comes back to one race hating us all. And we have 2,000 words of racism in everyday life. And we have all done it. We all said some kind of, racist ass word and problems start and all that type of shit. But what can you do? Not much. You can grin, you can bear it, you can fight the system, which usually doesn't work, or you can fight the guy that called you. They probably got friends. I got chased down by a bunch of skinheads once while they were playing soccer. I wasn't even there for that. I was just passing through. Had a little boots on and everything. But my brain has changed a lot since I've gotten older. And I know that people are stuck in their ways. No matter how many years go by, how many generations go by, that one person will be stuck wherever the hell it was where he started all that. And they will never change. So what can you do? You can stay the hell away from them. That always works. Or you can just say, okay, well, that's your opinion. I know it's not true, but it's your opinion. And I had a guy tell me he did not like my N-word ass. I said, well, that's good because I don't like N-words either. and gave me a puzzling look like, what the hell are you talking about? You're Irish. No. I'm an African-American. My mom and dad gave me a name. Unless you call it, you won't get an answer. You won't get a rise out of me either. But every minority in this world, and especially in this country, good old US of A, they throw racial slurs around like they're pancakes. Behind your back or in front of you. I know you all seen the videos from the 1960s where kids were going to school and all these lines and lines of white people with these signs saying, keep our school nigger free. And, you know, they got colored bathrooms and water fountains and all that other type of stuff. And I swear by God, with the way things are right now, the way things are being done to other minorities and everything else, I would not be surprised, and I'm hoping to God I'm wrong, but this is a new century. It could happen. I told somebody once, I'm still waiting on the, you know, whites only, colors only bathrooms and water fountains again. They started laughing. I was dead serious. Because, I mean, come on. If they can rule out Roe versus Wade, they can rule out a whole bunch of other shit. They already talking about, you know, denouncing the whole same-sex marriage thing. So, it doesn't matter what I do or what I say. Because, in the end, it's going to happen anyway. And like I say, again, you cannot beat up the entire damn world. You can try, but it's not going to work. So, hopefully, when somebody listens to this, they will get an idea that no matter how many college degrees you have, what kind of job you have, what kind of house you live in, or what kind of car you have, what kind of money you're making, to some people, you're still just a nigger. Or a beaner. Or some Jew, some kind of, you know, whatever they call Jewish people. And, you know, what the hell can you do with that? Not much. You can complain about it, but ain't nothing going to be done. They'll look at you like, well, how's that my problem? Well, we're passing on to the next generation of people that are coming up. But see, that's the thing about this generation. They're fully aware of everything that happened in the last 100 years. Racial divides, you know, gay, being gay, or anything. Anything that doesn't jive with everyday life. But the kids now are aware of that. They have the biggest damn computer right in front of them. They can look up any damn thing they want to. And they can pull up any video they want to, even if it's over 50 or 60 years old. That's what they made YouTube for. And it goes back to the whole CRT thing. And how people are fighting tooth and nail to keep it out of classrooms and stuff like that. I mean, why? I mean, you're supposed to have, you know, you're supposed to be white pride, right? Of course you are. So why not? Why you want to hide that critical race theory from your children for? So they don't know that your mom and dad are some racist ass people that probably hung out with their dad when they were, you know, burning a cross in a church or something. And that's all it is. They don't want to be like, oh, damn, Dad, is that you? Yeah, that's the, oh, well, you know, it was a long time ago. It's a different era. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. And people, you know, African-Americans, people of color or minorities, they've been through the damn ringer with everybody. We can't invent nothing. We can't talk about anything. And, you know, we try to explain stuff and they think we're talking gibberish, all because of our skin tone. But going back to this whole 2000 racial slur thing in the dictionary, where it is, that is scary as shit. It really is. Who the hell would have thought that there would be that many damn racial slurs in this world? 2,000 of them. My God. But, ladies and gentlemen, the more things change, the more they stay the exact same fucking way. If an old person from that was around the 50s and 60s, hanging out with guys that are yelling at black kids as they get on the bus or going to school and, you know, stopping them at the door and all, we all want your nigger ass in our schools. I had a guy a long time ago, big old fat guy, walk up to me while I was working. And of course, he had the normal redneck garb, cut off shirt, Rebel flag shirt, whatever. And he says to me, when Obama leaves the White House, they're going to have to sell some bombs in the Oval Office to kill all the roaches. Ooh, big slur. Oh my God, you're so scary. And he was bald headed, had a beard down to his damn gut. And I think he expected me to be like, no, don't ever say that. I'm like, man, if you don't get the hell out of my damn face and working, you know, I got a job, do you? I mean, do you? You know? And he's all like, you better watch your damn mouth, boy. And I'm like, boy, it lives on Tarzan. My name is Robert. You can't call me that. Don't call me shit. And of course, he didn't like that. But who the hell do I care? I don't. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, there are slurs flying around everywhere now, more than ever. And people will use them to tell you exactly how the hell they feel about you. You know, this whole Karen thing, you know, Karen going off, blaming, you know, calling the police on black people for not doing shit. Yeah. That's a racial slur, too. But the thing about the difference between my racial slurs and theirs is that they tell me that to my face and mean it. And if you have black friends and, you know, black girlfriends and, you know, you've been known for a while and they don't see nothing but your friendship and not your color, ask them if I'm telling the truth. They'll be like, is he saying this true? I mean, because, you know, do white people really just thinking it? Oh, yeah, they do. And if they don't say that, then there's something wrong with them. I have seen racism first fucking hand 2 or 3 times in my life. 2 of them involve my father and my brother. My father, I was still a kid, and we were driving through Mississippi. 2 cop cars pulled us over, and the big fat cop, there's always got to be a fat cop, walks up to the side of the truck and said, "Man, a Fritz, boy, what the hell is your paperwork?" Told us to get out the truck. I thought we was about to get killed myself, but if that would have been now, they would have made up something to shoot us, just because. But anyway, so they told my father, "You need to get those fixed." And my dad's like, "What do you mean, sir?" My dad was from the South, so he said that a lot, "Sir, no sir," you know. And he proceeded to take his billy club out and break all the fucking headlights on my dad's semi right in fucking front of us and said, "Your light's fixed." And of course, we probably recalled a couple of N-words and, you know, father N-word, baby N-word. And that's how it starts, of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have anybody in your family or you have friends that are a minority, you've been knowing them for years and you don't see what other people tend to see, then good for you. But for every person that's like that, there's another person or people that will tell you that they're going to drag you from the back of their truck until there's nothing left of you because you're black. They will call Chinese people out their names because they're only known for making Chinese food and good weave. Germans, they are known for being steroid takers and all this type of shit. See where I'm going with all this? This is all stereotypes and slurs. And it needs to fucking stop, but I know damn well it's not going to. We all know that. As long as there's humans walking the face of this earth, racism will be on forever. Because there's somebody somewhere does not like my black ass because I am a black ass. And it will never end. And that, my friends, is my word for tonight. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the All Hands Podcast. Please join me next time when I talk about something you may and may not like, and I'll see you guys down the road. Good night, America, wherever you are. And if you don't believe about the slur thing, look it up yourself. It will blow your fucking mind. I swear it will. Have a great weekend. NFL starts. Hope your team is going good for the rest of the year. Take care. God bless you.